Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by Alexis Mansalo, our homie Ron Swarthout, and my best buddy, lover to death, Allison Kamiko. Thank you guys so much for your donations. We really appreciate it. We also really appreciate all the fans that have been messaging us, specifically myself, telling me to feel better. I really appreciate the sentiments from everyone. It really means a lot for you guys to reach out to me. I am going to post something on Patreon very soon. I kind of came up with a sideshow that I think is really funny. So I'm going to post that soon. It's going to be video. And hopefully I'll do that in the next night or two after I finish painting my deck. Sale's almost over, guys. Anyway, this episode is Lake Placid. If you hate episodes where we go off the rails, tune out. Fucking forget this week, man. Shut it down. Because this is the most off the rails I think we've ever gone. Like, we are just talking about bullshit in this. It's insane. But I really liked it. Gave me a good laugh. Gave me a good hearty chuckle. And yeah, I thought it came out all right. So enjoy the new episode. Thank you all so much for the support again. And enjoy Lake Placid.
In class, I was thinking about the adventures of Ash, about the misfortune of sending kids to Crystal Lake. Became addicted straight away with the initial tape. God bless Betamax. VHS, holy like Amanda Kruger. I was introduced to genre flicks by Tobe Hooper. I started craving more just like Larry the Looter. I collected VHS without commentary or bloopers. Store computers, magazines, a bunch of stores. Spent my money on movies and begged my mom for more. I'd watch the boys kill those Astro bastards 5 times a day or even more. I loved the gore. Lionel and Paquita combined their lonely hearts. I was hellbound, Cenobites tore my soul apart. I've seen them all, from Dracula to Vertigo. Listen up, welcome to The Horror Show with Sean and Joe.
Hello everybody and welcome to The Horror Show, a show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm old choking Sean.
I'm Joe.
Doing Lake Placid.
Yeah.
It's a movie picked by Jessica Baker. Props, Jess. Oh, nope.
I'm not giving you props.
I am excited to do his other movie, Nudist Colony of Doom or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Lake Placid was made in 1999. It's directed by Steve Miner. Famous for Soul Man.
wait, hold on. He actually did Friday the 13th, didn't he?
2 and 3.
And he did My Bloody Valentine?
I don't know about that. He did House.
I'll look it up.
All right, take a look. He did House, and he also
did Soul Man.
He did. You most definitely.
Yeah, want to see Thomas Howell?
Yes.
Where he plays a African American.
Okay. I guess you could say that. He took a couple years off, did some Wonder Years eps. Then he did Warlock. Then he did some bullshit TV.
He did Halloween H2O.
He did Halloween H2O. Okay. And then finally he said, you know what? Let's top this career off with Lake Placid, an alligator movie.
He did not do My Bloody Valentine.
Okay.
But he did do Big Bully. With Rick Moranis and Tom Arnold.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that movie in forever. What year was that made?
96.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Rick Moranis, what a guy. Lake Placid. More like Lake Passive. It's very...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh. It's a very slow movie. It's very underwhelming movie.
Dude, I don't even know how to tackle this episode. I mean, I know you're the one that has all the notes that like break it down, yeah, so I contribute nothing.
Don't worry about it, pal. But
something happens in the first 5 minutes.
Yes.
And then then it does not for the next 60.
Correct.
And then it does for the last 20.
Sure, I guess. Even the last 20 is...
I will say the last 20 is top-notch cinema.
It's some of the most absurd shit I've
ever laughed seen. So hard.
To a point where I was actually confused about... I was just confused a lot of the time. Starring Bridget Fonda, Bill Pullman, Oliver Platt, and Betty White. That's it.
Mariska Hargitay?
Sure. For a minute.
Yeah. She's still in it.
What's her name in CSI?
I've never watched it.
Oh, well, lucky you. So this movie is an alligator movie.
It is.
And the 90s were just ripe with movies about animals.
How many can you name?
I wrote them down.
Well, let's go.
Well, so I have it starting at truly like the like horror-esque style ones. At Congo or Outbreak in 1995.
Okay. Go on.
You want me to keep naming him?
Or are we going to do Brown Robin?
I mean, we could try.
Babe.
Not like a fucking horror movie. I'm not naming just animal movies.
You said animal movies.
Okay, anyway. 1997, The Edge.
Babe 2, Pig in the City.
I hope you tap out of it. 1997, Anaconda.
Mansquito.
What year is that? Uh-huh. We're doing the
90s. I didn't know you were doing that. Mansquito is most definitely 90s. Okay. Let's see. Can't wait for it to be 80s.
Mansquito. And that's not an animal one. It's got to be like a pure animal.
2005. Damn it.
It's got to be just a pure animal.
Okay, all right.
Creature in 1998 was a made-for-TV movie with Craig T. Nelson, written by the guy that wrote Jaws, also a shark movie, Creature.
Larger Than Life, the elephant movie with Bill Murray and Matthew McConaughey.
Isn't that Operation Dumbo Drop?
No, that was my next one, though.
1999, Deep Blue Sea.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
1999, Bats.
Charlotte's Web.
Mighty Joe Young.
Well, Dunson checks in.
Yeah, Dunson checks in too.
That's not a movie.
Sure. Dunson checks in was a fucking bona fide hit. Of course, it had a sequel.
Wait. Now I'm getting confused. Well,
no, oh no, enough. Dustin Chickson is not. There's no two. What are you getting confused about? What could you possibly gain?
I was thinking of Ed again. Second week in a row.
Oh. Flipper.
Nice one. Fuck. Free Willy.
Did they do Lassie in the 90s remake?
Nah, they couldn't have.
They did. Impossible.
Air Bud.
Air Bud 2. Yeah, Lassie's 94.
94?
Yeah.
You say Air Bud 2?
No. Yeah, I said Air Bud 2.
That's 2000s.
98.
Air Bud 2? The one where he slam dunks?
No, he doesn't slam dunk until like way later. Air Bud 2.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Air Bud, Slam Dunk till later?
Yeah, Air Bud 2 he's playing.
What's he doing in the first one?
He's a leatherhead. Air Bud...
wait, why is he called that? Well, the first one has to be basketball.
Yes.
So why wouldn't he slam dunk in the first one?
He does... Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Wait. So Air Bud 2...
Wait, what is Air Bud?
Why is he so funny? Why is he a football player?
Air Bud 2. Yes, Air Bud 2 he dunked.
What is he in Air Bud 3?
Air Bud 3. Well, he's probably running out of sports. My guess is soccer. What is Air Bud 3? Soccer.
Is it?
Yeah. World Pup.
But what? That's good. That's good. What's the tagline for 2? World Pup.
Two is the golden receiver.
No, that is good. That's good. Is there a fourth one?
Dude, there's like 100. There's Air Buddies now.
But why? So my question is, why does he need to be airborne for either of those?
Air Bud is baseball. Seventh inning fetch.
that's genius.
Air Bud, dude, Air Bud 5, dude, this is nonstop. Air Bud 5. Oh, this one, they lose the pun. Air Bud spikes back. It's a volleyball film.
Okay, right. That's a pun.
He's got the golden touch.
I still don't know why he needs to be airborne, though.
He doesn't. He is Air Bud, though.
That's his name?
Like, they were like, man, this dog can play basketball. Let's call him Air Bud. And then it turned out he could play literally every sport known to man.
Has he played hockey yet?
Well, I should probably just go to this Air Bud series and find out. So it ends at 5, like the true... Oh, my God, dude. You've got to be fucking kidding me. It ends at 5. Air Bud spikes back in 2003. Buddy tackles volleyball. Then we get the spinoff, Air Buddies.
Okay. He has a friend?
I think it's the puppies.
What do they play?
I don't think they play anything. They're just dog movies. Because then it goes Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies... Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, Super Buddies.
These are all spin-offs of Air Bud?
Yeah. And then you get the Santa Paws films.
Wait, those are related to Air Bud?
Yeah, I mean...
Do people know this?
Santa Paws are prequels to Santa Buddies. This is
I so always see those when you're like going through Netflix during Christmas
time. Yeah, Santa Paws 2, the Santa Pups.
What is that a pun on?
Oh, my God. Then you get the MVPs, most valuable primate, MVP 2, most vertical primate. That's when he becomes skateboarding.
What does that have to do with Air Bud, though?
I don't know. It was created by Air Bud Entertainment. Dude, they have their own entertainment fucking production company. Can you imagine that? Follows the story of Jack, a sign language speaking chimp. Jack makes it big with his talent for ice skating when he becomes the local hockey team's secret weapon. Lab officials continue their attempt to return him to his confined state.
Most vertical primate is so funny. It's doing ollies.
Yeah, then you got MXP, most extreme primate. Mm. Then you got Spymate.
Is he James Bond? Yeah. Why are we not doing these?
I don't know, because we're stupid. Yeah. They've actually got some more other shit.
Spymate.
I don't know why that's so funny, man. That honestly cracks me up. Anyway, so we're done without naming movies. Cruel Jaws, 1995.
That did come out in 95.
But I don't know if it counts if they just reuse footage from other people's films.
It counts. It does. I guess I'll tap out.
Do you know they're doing a Deep Blue Sea 2?
I did.
It's actually already come out.
I'm so excited. Not. First one sucked.
Deep Blue Sea 2, yeah, it's fucking idiotic. Okay, anyway, let's start this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I would rather much watch, like, puppy farts or whatever they're called.
Air fart.
Oh, God. I've been trying to make a football concussion joke about the subtitle to the movie, but I can't do it.
You're trying to do what?
like come up with a concussion joke about Air Bud
for 2. Air Bud?
Yeah. Mm. I couldn't do it really.
Yeah. I'm out of ideas.
Yeah. All right. I hope it hits me like in the middle of the episode and I just scream it.
Punt-cushion.
Anyway. Concussion proto concussion puppical. Alright. Anyway. Alright. So we got a cop and a diver out on Lake Placid.
Oh yeah, we're doing this.
Who plays the cop? What's that guy's name? He's in a bunch of shit. He's a big round fella. I think he might be British.
No, it's I think he's Irish.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jackie Gleason. Brendan Gleason. It's Brendan Gleason.
Okay. Yeah. Jackie
Gleason. The Honeymooners.
Why I oughta... Who honestly, it's kind of what he's playing. He's just like,
are they related?
I don't think so.
So the old,
I mean, one's from Ireland and one is like clearly a Brooklyn man. So I'm gonna go with no, but it's fine. Diver on this cop, they're on a lake. The cop sticks around way too long in this movie. Like, might even be the hero of the movie. Who the fuck knows? They're in the shittiest little boat. You know, being a scientist and a cop, you know those two hate each other.
Scientist,
one's like
cop?
One's like a park ranger, I think. I think that's what the diver is. I don't even know. And the cop is just... This cop is super fucking weird. All he's talking about is how sarcastic people are to him. And he says a line in this, and I honestly could not believe it made it into a movie because it made so little sense to me. Because the diver keeps making these sarcastic comments, and he's like, oh, the sarcasm. Then he says one more thing and dives in, and the cop goes, everyone's a comedian, sarcastic.
He says the word sarcastic?
He says, everyone's a comedian, sarcastic.
I didn't pick up on that.
It's a fucking weird line. And I rewound it because I was like, who the fuck would say that? So this guy dives into a lake. Connecticut doesn't have any huge lakes. So I don't know if this is... Can lakes be this big and deep?
Yes. Kidding me?
I don't know.
There's five great lakes. I've been to big lakes.
But I've never fucking seen them.
Never seen a Great Lake?
How would I fucking see a Great Lake?
I don't know. How have I seen it? I've fucking been there.
All right. Well, I guess lakes are big and deep. If they're great.
Yeah.
But this is somewhere in the woods. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Guy finds a beaver dam and investigates it for some reason. Gets pulled under by something. From the surface, we see him being mauled and does that thing where it's like he's up out of the water by his waist, but clearly something is dragging him. So like the water's like splashing up against him. I'm always down with that. But he gets smashed into the boat. Cop pulls him in and he has no fucking legs whatsoever. He's half a man, literally.
Yes.
Literally. Now, my problem with this entire thing, though, from the jump, is this dude was fighting off the alligator somehow.
Yes.
Like, he's deep underwater. Alligator gets him, and he somehow manages to get to the surface on his own. And he's like, oh, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like...
Which we find out, the alligator is fucking enormous.
Yes. Yes, like a megalodon, but in alligator form.
Are we going to go see that?
Of course we're going to go see that.
Yes.
James wants to see that. I'm like, you cannot see
that. We got to start using it. We got to start going out more.
Yeah, we do.
Using that movie pass.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're both saying that to two very homebody peoples.
I did it the other night.
I did too. I went and saw two movies in a row, and that'll probably fill my quota for a while.
It was very pleasant.
I'm always like, I need to see this. It was fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like going late.
Nobody's there.
Nice and chill environment. Yeah. And then I saw Hereditary, and then I was like, wow, this really ruined my fucking time.
Nice.
Really ruined my time alone.
Because you're scared? Because you're bored?
Yeah, I was terrified.
For real?
No.
Okay. That's what
the fuck? There's no...
You don't have to tell me. The whole time I was like, we're watching the same movie.
Oh, goodness. Also, can I just say something about Hereditary real quick?
Of course. We have nothing else to talk about.
My problem, one of my problems with, so we already talked about, like last week, actually, the Halloween trailer, how everyone anoints it, movies, like before they even see them. Like everyone was like, this is the best Halloween movie since the original.
Right, right.
Well, you should probably reserve that for
until after you see it. Yeah.
So
like I told you, Suicide Squad, I saw that trailer and I was like, this is going to be the best comic book movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Right.
It sucked.
So Hereditary has a similar problem to me, which is I saw a lot of comments online actually afterwards being like, hey, people were pissed. People were like, I can't wait to watch this in the privacy of my own home. And they were complaining that people were laughing and talking during Hereditary. And my problem with that is that probably means the movie sucks. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a good movie that no one appreciates. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I get what you're saying.
If that's a genuine, if that is a more than one theater incident, like, listen, I'm against that shit anyway. Like, you should shut the fuck up. But even just the laughter, like, people were laughing in my, well, that's, come on, guys. Like, that's probably fine.
So, I didn't think the movie sucked, but I do see what you're saying. I also do think that people think they're funnier than they really are, which is an epidemic in America.
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, everyone has a fucking podcast.
Yeah. And a Twitter account.
And a Twitter account to make sure their jokes get the 2 likes. And their podcast get the fucking 16 listeners. Yeah,
but yeah.
Great. Good. Keep it up, guys. You'll round up all the listeners. If the jokes on your podcast don't sell them, the ones on your Twitter account certainly will. Start a network while you're at it, too. It'd be good.
Oh, please don't edit it.
Anyway, so let's get off of Hereditary and everything. Because you're right, I didn't hate Hereditary, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it. I really wasn't.
No, I talked about it.
And my rating actually was gone down in the past few
You rated it higher than I did.
I rated it 3.5.
Yeah, I'd gave it a 3.
I would drop it to a 3 at least.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's fine. But I'm even tempted to go a little bit lower than a 3. I don't know. It just didn't. I don't know. I had some issues with it. That's all.
Yeah, it didn't blow me away.
Okay, like you put it the best, which is it's better than almost most horror movies that come out.
Yeah.
So like that's
in terms of acting, like it was refreshing to see someone like giving it that much.
Oh,
effort.
Dude, the woman. What's her name?
Toni Collette.
Unbelievable actress.
She's great. The kid was great. The boy was fantastic.
Very good, very good.
Gabby O'Byrne
was good.
Yeah, he's funny. Again, I don't think he's supposed to be.
I know, I do. I think some of his... Dude, when he walks into that mess and he's like, what the fuck happened here? I think every dad knows that fucking feeling. Even like every husband that just like walks in and is just like, the fuck is this? Any guy, actually. Because I was just thinking about how many times I've walked into my friend's house and been like, what the fuck is this? Fucking you just want to walk out, fucking burn the place down.
Yeah,
anyway, let's get back to this fucking movie about gators. So that guy dies in the lake, gets eaten up. We go to a New York City museum. Honestly, any movie that starts at a museum fucking sucks. So as a podcast, I will be hosting a show at a museum in October, but it's fine. But any movie that goes to a museum fucking stinks. So we're in this museum.
Yeah.
We meet Kelly. She's going through a breakup, which is great because, his new main hoe and her friend also works there, I guess.
Marissa.
Cause she just walks in and is like, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm fucking your man. She's like, whoa.
And then she does break this to her friend very
abruptly
and like nonchalantly.
She's like, I'm so sorry. And the girl's like, why? And she's like, oh, because I'm fucking him. And the girl's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend walks in and is like, hey, Kelly, we're sending you to Vermont. Yeah. Oh boy. All they do is talk, man, in this movie. So it is a tough movie to discuss.
So I was not joking when I said that opening scene, the guy gets attacked by an alligator. Yep. And I actually texted Sean, and because I rarely fall asleep during a movie. Yeah. I started Lake Placid on a Wednesday. I fell asleep. On Thursday, I started it over entirely from the beginning, and I fucking fell asleep. So for the third time, I was like, I'll watch this movie. And I texted Sean at the 55 minute mark. I'm like, dude, I don't understand if like I just keep falling asleep, like losing my mind, but I don't know. Like, not literally nothing has happened. More so than any other movie that we've done, nothing happened from the beginning scene to the last 20 minutes.
From most of this, it'll become just sort of a love story a little bit.
The weirdest part about it is that it's not an entirely miserable movie. Like, no. I've seen more bigger movies where I'm like, I want to gouge my eyes out. It's just unbelievable how little happens in between.
Not a lot.
It's a movie about a killer alligator who really doesn't make his appearance aside from his opening scene.
And you don't see him
till the last 20 minutes.
And then also this alligator, it's weird too, because the majority of the movie is people being like, it's not an alligator. And then like a couple people being like, well, I don't know, it might be an alligator. And then when it's revealed, they're like, oh my God, like it's most definitely an alligator.
Like, they have such stupid, someone's like, alligators can't swim in salt water, and the guy's like, that'll be our little secret. Like, no, that's not a secret. Like, he's telling you a fact. None of this makes sense.
That'll be our little secret. Oliver Platt's character.
Also, why are local police even involved? Imagine calling, like, spoiler, my dad was a police, so this isn't just me being like, you cops are stupid. I know cops. What are they possibly going to do with an alligator in the lake?
100% just shoot it.
Yeah. Or, maybe this movie is realistic. Because they would just stand around on land being like, I don't think there could be an alligator in the lake.
There, absolutely. There'd be like four of them on the scene.
I'm actually just thinking of my dad. Like, no, we found like footprints and things are being eaten. Like, it can't be. Salt water.
Literally in a boat. Oh my God, we found footprints. I've never seen an alligator here.
That would be my dad. He would defend it.
He'd be like, there's never been.
Even after the final act.
Okay. So they send her up to Maine or Vermont or wherever the fuck this takes place. I'm not even sure where, honestly. Isn't
Lake Placid in New York?
Yeah, but they keep saying Maine. It's not Lake Placid, dude. It's like Lake Black.
Wait, you are actually right.
I know.
Black Lake.
Yeah. But it's called Lake Placid.
But why?
I just put it all together right now. I'm having a laughing fit.
There has to be a reasonable explanation why this is called Lake Placid that we're missing.
I think it's like a play on words. Like, it's like Lake Passive. Like, they're like, oh, it's such a calm lake. Not.
Wait. You're trying to, wait. What does Placid mean?
I think it means, like, calm.
So you're trying to tell me this movie's, this title is just a, it's not a reference to the place. It's just a play on
words. Not easily upset or excited. A place of calm water. Peaceful. Little movement or activity.
So they named it after the lake. Adjective. It's just not the real lake with the same title.
Correct. To like play on.
You're fucking kidding me.
Also, Black Lake would have made a fine name.
That would have made a great name.
So this takes place in
Black. I can't believe this. I honestly had a loss for words.
All right. Well, can you find out what state this takes
place? Lake Flaccid.
Fuck. That's such a better joke than mine. That works perfectly good. All right. Anyway. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it is Maine. To do field work. So they're sending Kelly up to Maine to do field work to get him out of their hair so they can fuck. Dude, we're a half hour into this episode. We haven't gotten past the opening scene.
I can't believe this isn't about Lake Placid.
It's not at all. It's nothing to do with Lake Placid. Oh my gosh.
Did you know there's a video game?
No.
Called Croc Drop. That was an interactive game to promote the film.
Great. So Kelly from the museum, they send her up to Maine. She meets the cop. This whole movie is just, tropey characters getting together and talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The museum woman and the cop don't get along because, you know, cop's not educated and the girl's just the city slicker out in Maine. This is our town. Then we'll meet Oliver Platt, the eccentric. So he's just like, he's the smart one. So he's got issues with the cop. It's just a nightmare. Everyone hates each other. Like, no one gets along. And the entire time they're just jawing at each other.
I just can't believe Black Lake.
I believe it, brother.
I do now. I don't understand.
The cop exclaims, we're saved. The museum in New York sent additional backup. She's rude and sarcastic. You two should get along. The other cop says, why are so many cops out there? Wait, who's Bill Pullman? Bill Pullman's like World Wildlife Reserve.
Yeah.
And then there's the cop. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a fish and game officer.
They literally, oh my God, this movie's a fucking nightmare. Like, honestly, if you're going to do like the croc movie and the animal movie, just like they do now, right? Just hire The Rock and make him be like, hey, I'm the animal killer. I'm the giant animal killer. You know what I mean?
I do.
Dude, playing it. Oh, we've got a local sheriff, a game warden, and scientists.
I implore everybody to find their local fish and game sheriff or whatever.
And see if he can do anything.
And just like see who he is. And ask him if he knows anything about his job, because he doesn't.
And I also want to know if you feel comfortable with him being your like first line of defense
against a fucking crocodile,
prehistoric crocodile,
a fish expert. So stupid.
I'm pretty sure they just pick up trash. Also, I can't wait till one of our listeners is like, I'm a games fishing game.
I'll say that right to their face. I would not trust you to help me against a giant alligator. Sure, you're fine at, you know.
Oh my God. Fish. We're never going to get through this. Oh my God. And I don't. Oh my God. I have like no notes for this. So that's.
Yeah. Why would you show? What could you possibly have taken notes on?
Okay. All right. They go and interview. Oh no. That's a little bit further up. There's some other talking before then. Oh, wait. No. There's not. Also, if I'm murdered in a lake, please do not send a person from a museum to come help me. They go interview Betty White. She reveals she killed her husband. She's like, yeah, I killed him.
Wait, she says that this early?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, they talked for like 15
minutes. I thought she revealed it like with 20 minutes left. Because the guy's like, well, you're on house arrest, which she honestly already is, because she lives in a fucking lake surrounded by crocodiles. She can't exit the house.
No. So this scene, she's like, I hit him over the shovel and killed him. And the cop's like, all right, Betty. Because like, and he's also like, you never listed your husband as dead. She's like, well, it's because I killed him and buried him.
Okay.
And everyone's like, all right. She kind of goes on with her day. And then later she reveals the other thing, which is insane. It's so fucking weird. She said she did it to end his suffering. They get back in the boat. They find a decapitated moose head in the lake. So the sheriff calls in and says, how many deputies you got? Or not the sheriff. Bill Pullman's like, so sheriff, how many deputies you got?
What is Oliver?
Why would the and why would the deputies do anything?
They wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
Again, wait. A deputy, isn't that like a cop in training?
No, it's just
Oh, it's just a cop name. Yeah. It's like a name for a cop.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody not smart enough to be a sheriff.
Well, this is, that takes the cake in this day, because this guy's a fucking moron. What's your question about Oliver Platt?
What is his job title?
He's a scientist. And he's rich.
I cannot stress enough how bad of a like playboy he is. They're making him.
He's like, the worst playboy I've ever seen.
He is dressed like, I can't even describe it. He's
like
it.
A chubby. It's like if he dressed Hugh.
What is it? Yeah, but yeah, he's dressed like he's going to a club all the time.
But like really poorly. Like
right, because he's a slob.
It's like if he took Ron Jeremy. And you're like, tonight's theme is, we're still going to the club. We're still going to Club 54, but we're all dressing in safari.
Yeah.
That would kind of be it. Like, he's wearing, like, a scarf and, like...
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean...
But he's dressed
he's
in,
just
like,
dressed like an asshole.
He's really dressed like an asshole, yeah.
And he's so, like... What's the word for it? Like, extravagant.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant is the word for it.
He's very flamboyant.
Eccentric. But he's just a terrible... And, like... I think he's supposed to be like a sex symbol.
I think he's supposed to be
that girls are is like all about him.
I'm telling you, I think it's like a Jeff Goldblum like ripoff. Dude, Jeff Goldblum was cool as fucking dressed.
Why was Jaws able to pull this genre off so seamlessly?
Because
what a shark on a beach, where literally people just didn't have to go swimming.
I don't know, man. You're asking the wrong person because I don't really like Jaws, but.
You can admit Jaws is a movie. No.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Time out. Reverse that. Edit that out. Correct. Yeah, I don't know what I was arguing. Yes, I don't like Jaws, but like infinitely a better movie, an enjoyable movie to watch.
And like done
well.
Because yeah. Things happen in it.
I mean, the main difference is shit happens.
Yeah.
And in this movie... Nothing happens. This movie, not only does nothing happen, but there's no suspense to it.
No.
Because the alligator will do things, but you don't see it.
Right.
Like, a cop gets his head bit off in a boat, like, halfway through the movie. You don't see anything, and there's no suspense to it. He's just looking over the edge of the boat. Alligator comes up, snap, done.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. And then when we get to the last 20 minutes... It is such an abrupt climax.
Change of pace. The pace changes. It goes from
not seeing the croc to really seeing the croc.
To crocodile walking
to around. Just being over.
To them just like shooting it to death on the beach.
That's not even how it's thwarted. Oh my God. I can't wait to talk about the last 20 minutes.
All right. I know. It's going to be awesome. So they start setting up camp.
And that final scene.
Also, they're setting up camp on a lake. Like, there's so many houses on the lake. Like,
yeah,
it's so fucking odd. Anyway, they set up camp. Helicopter comes in. The Kelly, the museum curator, she's like, "Oh no, if this is who I think it is, why would it be? why would anybody you know be flying to Maine for something no one's identified yet?"
Right.
Well, it is. It's Hector. It's Hector Sear, the rich croc mythology professor.
That's who you want on the scene with you. Some fucking quack.
And he's a Jeff Goldblum.
Like, imagine for real, there is like very, very strong evidence that a UFO has landed. So your local like police department and the FBI are there. And they fly in some fucking asshole. It's like the UFO expert in his town.
Right. From the UFO Congress in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what this would be. Yeah. Like, we have a legitimate problem here. And they fly this guy in.
Some idiot who's just been making shit up.
For years. And finally something has happened that is kind of what he's been talking about.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking cry. Oh my God. Who's the Bill Pullman of 2018?
Bill Pullman.
No one's superseded him yet.
No.
He's like the...
He's still around.
Yeah, I know. He's like the... He's not quite the lead guy, but he's the lead guy. Inoffensive. Not the best actor, but he gets by.
Gets the job done.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman?
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah. I'm just trying to think if there's anyone else.
Jeremy Renner.
I don't know who that is.
Hawkeye.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he is. He is.
You don't even know his name.
He's in a movie
he's
about
pleasant.
Grown Up Tag. I think it is Jeremy Renner.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's in that.
I kind of want to see that.
I kind of do too. Because there's no way it's good. No. It's also based on a true story. Most boring true story I've ever heard in my life. Like, I keep thinking about that movie, and I keep thinking...
What a weird thing to keep thinking about.
I keep thinking about that movie because you know, like it says based on a true story about a game of tag that's lasted 30 years or whatever it is. And all I'm thinking is, that's such a boring story that all I can imagine is it's like a studio exec's son who, like, the son was like, he's like, go ahead, tell him that story about the tag you and your friends play. And he, like, tells it at every party. And then finally, like, some guy was like, let's make it into a movie. Because, like, why? Why else is it happening?
Sure.
To give Jeremy Renner a job. Jeremy Renner needs more work. Anyway, we find out he's a croc expert. His name's Oliver Platt. His name's not Oliver Platt. It's Hector, but it's Oliver Platt. And he's going full Jeff Goldblum. So they think there's a crocodile. So, you know, when you think there's a giant crocodile in the lake, you take some wood canoes out.
Yeah.
Take some woody canoes. They get flipped. But much like the rest of the movie, nothing happens. The alligator flips their canoes.
I mean, the alligator could have solved his problems every time these idiots got into the water. He was eating them. They didn't even know he's there.
I'm sure they find a human toe. And they're like, oh man, that's definitely been swallowed. Why is the alligator spitting up toes?
It wouldn't.
Well, oh my God. Everyone's at the cuts this party in a tent where Oliver Platt is listening to Tom Jones because, you know, 1999, everyone's all into It's Not Unusual. Oliver Platt's also doing the twist.
Yes. I feel like that's the only dance Oliver Platt can do.
And Oliver Platt,
his face is so round. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it is so
wrong. Pie face.
The whole thing. He's just a big bowling ball. And he's finessing this gal, Oliver Platt. He says, law enforcement is such dangerous work. And you have such big, beautiful boobs. The word boobs is so funny. Cops break up the party. And Oliver Platt says, can she stay? We were hoping to mate. Fucking gross.
Also, why are the cops breaking up an adult party? In the woods.
Everybody get out of here. Well, it's because they're like digging crocodile graves, and then their idea is that noise lures crocodiles. Worst plan I've ever heard.
I mean,
dig holes.
So they fall in it?
I don't know, man. This thing couldn't fall in anything.
That's true.
Well, cut to wholesome Bill Pullman drawing by the lake. Kelly shows up and talking about skipping stones. More nothing. This movie is so boring. Like I wrote down points to talk about, and it's just like so fucking boring. Because like the conversation Bill Pullman and her have lasts like 10 minutes.
It's so meaningless.
And it's just like, he's like, tell me the real reason you're here. She's like, this is why I'm here. And he's like, it took you 10 minutes to look at teeth. Tell me the real reason. It's like, it's a fucking romance movie, man.
It is.
Well, the cops hear something in the woods. It's Oliver Platt walking around like a fucking squirrel, fucking building nests. We're almost done with this episode. Thank God.
Thank God.
Like, so they go find Oliver Platt. He's trying to set fucking traps, and we learn that Hector thinks crocs are gods.
Hector is fucking he honestly is like those UFO people. That's the most irrational thought I've ever fucking heard.
Well, is it as irrational as the woman that claims that Crocs have been worshipped more than Jesus?
Yes. He thinks they're gods.
I suppose you're right. Also, later he'll talk to a crocodile as if as if that works. Oh my god. They decide to go diving, and the cop keeps calling Hector mental, which is a very cop thing to do. This guy's mental. Look at this mental patient. Ay, ay, ay. A bunch of phony excitement. They say they saw something. Nothing happens. And a cop gets his head bit off by a crocodile. And we don't see it. We just see the aftermath.
Right.
We get a classic bear scare. They get on land.
But then the big old... Wait, is it a croc or an alligator? It's a crocodile, right?
Who gives a fuck? It's nothing because it's a prehistoric fucking giant thing. It's its own thing.
No, it's a crocodile.
Okay, fine. I hope.
No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, the crocodile eats a bear.
So they're on land. A bear shows up and everyone's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And this is finally we get to see the alligator or the crocodile. But honestly, at this point, who gives a shit? Because we all know it's a fucking crocodile. What are you trying to hide? And it eats the fucking bear. And then the cop goes, like, it jumps on land and eats the fucking bear. And then the cop says, okay, I admit it. That's a crocodile. And I was honestly stunned that this was still a debate. I can't believe that people were still debating this in the fucking movie. Like, it blew my fucking mind. And then Bill Pullman and this woman have a tender scene after this happens, where the girl's freaking out, and Bill Pullman's like, oh man, you should have seen the look on your face when that croc jumped out. Yeah, Bill, it's a fucking giant crocodile.
Just kill the bear.
Literally everyone should have shit their pants.
Kill the fucking bear.
Ate a fucking bear in one bite. Literally everyone should have shit in their pants. Like, and not even be near the scene.
You would leave immediately. How do you fight that?
And then the girl, after Bill Pullman says that, is like, oh goodness, like, you're right, my face. How embarrassing. I was terrified. Oh, boy.
Okay. So after that, we were 1 hour into the 1 hour and 20 minute movie.
And the cop asks Oliver Platt why he's there.
I mean, that cop is the only one with sense.
And Oliver Platt goes, this is the epitome of the movie. This sums up how the speed of the movie. The cop asks Oliver Platt why he's here. And Oliver Platt goes, honestly, he says, honestly, I don't know. It was dead serious. It was dead serious. It was like the most dramatic scene. It was super dramatic. It was super fucking dramatic. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. It didn't answer anything. It was so fucking dramatic. Why are you here? Honestly, I don't know.
At least he's fucking honest.
Asking Ernest. So you have two people on site right now that are literally there for no reason. Because that woman's like, I'm just here because my boyfriend left me.
And
this seems exciting.
That's the most realistic part about this movie, is the fact that everyone's
just bored.
There's no business.
Everyone's just got a really bored life. Oh my God. Honestly, I don't
know. I still can't believe it's not Lake Placid. It's honestly more stupid than the Air Bud series.
Well, is it as stupid as Kelly still complaining about ticks? Literally, all movies, she's like, oh, God, I hate ticks. And she goes, I've got a thing about them. Well, yeah, Kelly.
Everybody does.
They fucking give you Lyme disease, Kelly. Everyone hates fucking ticks.
Not a single person in the world that would be like, yeah, man, they're okay.
I love ticks. Yeah. They're so cute. Oh my god. Also, I hoped at this point I was hoping that the final scene, the payoff was good, because she talked about Tick so fucking much that I hoped the final payoff was going to be like the alligator jumps at her.
It's actually a tick.
She bends over to like take a tick off her leg, and the alligator like crashes into something and
that
dies.
That would be good.
I mean, I'm also down with a giant tick eating cows. And then the cop's like, I knew it wasn't an alligator.
It's a tick and an alligator mask.
I knew it was a tick. That, dude, that's like what your dad would say. I knew it. I knew it wasn't a crocodile. It had to be a tick.
Crocodiles can't live in salt water.
Definitely
tick. Fucking idiots.
Kelly, I don't know. She gets hit with a head again. And they're out in the woods, and they're using their binoculars. Bill Pullman sees Betty White leading a cow to the lake.
Yeah, a blindfolded cow, so it wouldn't object.
I wish I had a cigarette.
Betty, it's a fucking cigarette.
Cigarette in its mouth, like a firing squad. It doesn't, though, unfortunately. But there is a croc just sitting there waiting for dinner.
Yeah. It eats the cow.
It does.
It's very shitty CGI.
Very bad. Death rolls the cow. And we learn that she's been feeding the cow for six years.
After it followed her husband home.
And the classic Betty White line, if I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
Also, the crocodile killed the husband.
Yes, we also learned that. The crocodile is who killed
and this her. Is where the cop's like, well, now you're under house arrest. Correct.
All right. She was fine when she was
honestly murdering. She was so pissed about it. Like, he didn't shackle her up. He didn't put a ankle bracelet on. He was just like, you're on house arrest.
And like, where is she getting all these cows?
That is another fantastic question, because she's been doing it for 6 years. There's no way they're breeding that fast.
Betty White leaves him off with, it's his lake now. Also, there's sometimes some people say, like, talk about sucking dick, like, in the derogatory term. Can the offend, like, suck my dick, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
some
people love that, because honestly, the nicest thing you can do to me, and, like, people use it as an insult.
Yeah, and then sometimes the way people say it makes you think about it. You're like, that's so fucking gross to be like, hey, suck my dick, suck my penis. So weird.
Wait, what are you arguing?
I just think it's weird. It's a weird like insult. The act? Yeah. No, it's a weird insult. I mean, the act is weird too, but it's great. But it is a weird act too. Put this thing in your mouth.
No, I do agree about the insult. It is very weird.
It's a very odd insult. It's like weird to like tell someone.
Usually it's like very like macho. Straight man telling another man to do that.
Right. Like, right. Like the Tyson interviews and shit. Like, yeah. Where he's always like, we don't need to get into that interview. He says a lot of more offensive shit, but he says a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway. No. Macho man. Anyway, Betty White says it's his lake now. Officer fuck me.
Fuck me.
So Oliver Platt's like, hey, you know what's a good idea? I'm gonna go into the lake. I gotta see his habitat. The female cop says she'll fuck him if he doesn't go. She's like, I will have sex with you if you don't go. Which I think is the weirdest bargain of all time also. Because it doesn't seem like, it seems like I don't really want to have sex with you, but I will if you don't jump in that lake.
Well, it's Oliver sex. Oliver
she sex. Was into Oliver Platt though, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably should have taken the sex.
Well, he finds its habitat. Oh, no, he finds the alligator. Sorry. He finds the alligator. They're eye to eye. Now he's scared. Manages to get in the helicopter. They fly away, but the alligator bites one of the, I don't know, legs?
Yeah.
I guess you call them.
Sure.
But they get away by shooting it with bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's followed by another scene of nothing. So... Dude, like, that's what it is. That's what this movie is. It's so fucking boring. Like,
somebody hurts Oliver's feelings. Do you remember that?
I don't, but the way you say that is so...
No, he literally, like, storms away. He's like, oh, that's how you feel? And then Jackie Gleason is like, you hurt his feelings. And Bill Pullman's like, I don't care to you.
He's like, oh, yeah. And then Jackie Gleason's like, I'm going to suck you to the moon.
Wait, what was his other saying? I think that was it.
Yeah, it was really just violence towards his wife. He's like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Alice. One of these days, Alice. Pow, straight to the moon. Fucking insane.
You're right. That's the whole gimmick.
The entire premise of the show was I get home from work and I'm tired. And if you even say it so much as say one thing to me, I'm going to fucking punch you to the moon.
That's so fucking insane. Oh my God.
I'm gonna hit you so hard. I'm gonna send you to the moon.
I'm crying. That's so inappropriate.
It's insane, dude. It's insane. And families gathered around the
watching it.
There's nothing else to do. So it's just like, come on, kids, sit around the TV and let's watch this guy
beat this comedy on domestic violence.
Watch this guy threaten his wife every night. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Holy shit. That is funny. I feel like we're losing our minds because of this movie. Anyway, the crime... are we at the end? What?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so the plan is... Okay, oh yeah, so they decide to come up with this plan, which is fucking asinine. And the plan is to take this thing alive. This thing is enormous.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest plan I've ever heard. And you can kill something and still examine it.
You most definitely can.
And they somehow think they can tranquilize it because, you know, the bullets work
yeah,
so well.
So they wanted the place where Bill Pullman works, the main fish place.
The main farm.
Yeah, yeah. They want to take it alive, so their plan is to lure it out of the water and tranquilize it.
Right. And they need to expose its belly to tranquilize it.
Right.
So their plan is to hang a fucking cow, lift the cow over the lake on a rope. And dangle it so that the crocodile will bite it. That doesn't work. Oh, dude, like, again, another perfect example of why this movie's boring. They hang it over the lake for like 5 minutes and then they're like, well, I guess this isn't working. And then they're like, oh, wait, here it comes. Like, you don't need to show us the not working part of it.
No.
You can just show him coming.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. It would actually, it's, anyway, it's so weird. So then Platt starts bringing the cow towards everyone, which I thought was a very odd choice. The croc comes out. They get one shot on the croc somehow. I don't know how. Platt loses control and drops the cow and then yells, come on, sucker, and then crashes the helicopter into the fucking lake.
Yeah.
Also, they are in shallow water. So, I don't know. Like, they can't find the crocodile. They're like, where'd the croc go? Like, the croc should be walking at that point. He's fucking enormous.
He is enormous.
Whatever. Croc's on land, starts chasing the car.
He looks terrible.
He does look terrible. Who looks worse, Oliver Platt or the croc?
I mean, Oliver, but the croc does not look good either.
It hits the smallest bump and Kelly falls out of the back of the truck. Croc's coming for her, but Bill Pullman distracts it with bullets
to
do nothing.
And she makes it to the helicopter.
Yeah, she makes it to the helicopter because the croc is just sitting there screaming. The croc's just like, just bite somebody for the love of fucking God. If you're hungry, dude, just eat them.
This croc does so little. This is the least terrifying croc ever.
If I'm hungry, I'm going to go eat. This crocodile does nothing. Just storms around screaming at people.
And then he just gets his big stupid head stuck in a helicopter.
Kelly, because Kelly goes into the water. Dude, Kelly's underwater for like 35 minutes. No oxygen tank. And for some reason, she's hanging out behind a tree. Oliver Platt tells her to go under, I guess. Whatever. The croc starts eating the tree for some reason. Kelly gets out, runs away. gets Hector out, and then the croc comes up, and this idiot gets himself stuck in the helicopter doors. Like you said, what the fuck?
His big head is stuck between them.
Giant head stuck in the helicopter. Which, like, is just luck at that point. None of you have done anything to solve this problem. You've made this a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
And luckily, this alligator was dumb enough to basically put itself through a giant...
The alligator has survived centuries. It's thwarted so easily.
It's like when the fish get stuck in the Coke can rings.
Yeah.
Just defeated by litter. Maybe that's the message.
It's not.
Maybe that's the underlying...
Crocodile's just an idiot.
We've got some fans that might have some underlying themes for this. So that's it, man. It gets fucking... gets stuck in the helicopter. Now they're arguing whether they want to kill it or not. And then even the croc's so bored that it falls asleep. Well, these guys have a conversation about whether to kill. 15-minute conversation. They're like, we should kill it. No, we shouldn't. And the croc's like, this movie fucking sucks. I'm going to bed. Croc falls asleep. And they're like, oh, the drugs are kicking in. And then Bill Pullman is just still storming around being like, give me your gun. Give me your gun. And everyone's like, please don't shoot it. Please don't shoot it. And then it's a Trank gun.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, Bill. Yeah. When it really, you'd be like, Bill, like, you really should have just told one of us. Like, that was what you wanted to do. Instead of storming around like a lunatic, being like, give me a gun. And also blindly taking one and just firing. Imagine if Bill's like, oh, man, everyone reacted way better. I thought that was a bullet. But that was a tranquilizer. Thank God it wasn't the bullet. Everyone would have been really mad. I thought they wanted me to shoot it. Oh, yeah. And then a baby alligator pops out of the lake.
Yeah.
But it's still massive. Still giant.
Right.
Bigger than any crocodile on Earth. And it bites fucking, it bites Oliver Platt's legs. And, why does Oliver Platt have legs at the end of this movie?
I don't know.
Cause the alligator bites his fucking legs. Literally decapitated a man with its teeth.
Yeah.
And then the sheriff steps up and just explodes it.
With a grenade launcher. But just they should have fucking done it from the get-go. And then, thank God, the Fish and Game Department show up.
Thank goodness. And they take the alligator to...
This is the climax of this whole movie where nothing has happened.
Yeah, and they're taking the alligator to Portland.
Yeah. It's just driving down the highway. It's just strapped on a bed.
I guess the only thing you could do. Fucking drag.
Yeah, but you don't need to see that in the movies. The whole end credit scene is just an alligator in the bed of a trailer. Just cruising down the highway.
And then, yeah, we get the whole gang standing around doing the, like, so I guess this is goodbye.
Bob Marley's playing.
Kelly and Big Bill say goodbye. And Kelly says the conic line, so does nobody ever make a move in Maine? And then Bill Pullman's like, yeah, get in the truck. And then we close it with Betty White feeding baby alligators, letting baby alligators nibble her toes. Most disgusting thing I've ever seen. She's like, oh, it tickles. And that is Lake Placid, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
Out of the hour-long episode, how much of it do you think is Lake Placid? I'd probably say 25 minutes. Which is fair, because that's all the action.
All there is. Yeah, I would agree.
So, anyway, that's Lake Placid. Next
Who
week.
Who is in more movies?
Okay.
Air Bud or Ernest?
Air Bud. Well, Air Bud might have died in, like, by the second one.
Oh, the real Air Bud?
Yeah.
You don't think it's the same?
No, I definitely know Air Bud's dead. Well, but so, I don't know when so he died. So is Ernest.
So
is
So far, they're neck and neck.
Air Varney.
Earn Bud.
Most Varney. Most Varnable player.
Most Varnable.
Oh my God.
Most Varnable player is so good.
All right, guys. Something's wrong with us. We're fucked up. All right. Next week is Serial Killer. Not looking forward to it, to be honest with
you.
Why? Because it's just a lot of work.
That is true.
It's a fucking lot of work.
I did not miss doing these.
So we'll be doing that, I guess, unless we audible, which don't get your hopes up, guys. No, we'll do it. We'll do it. We need to do it. So that's it. Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. August 3rd through 5th, we might be in Chicago doing a live show. This might be edited. September 21st, we're in Orlando, Florida at the Falcon Bar doing a live show. Come out, say hello. October 6th, we are in Salem, Massachusetts at the Essex Peabody Museum, thanks to the Salem Horror Fest. We'll have links posted everywhere to buy tickets to those and for information. So check those out. And hope to see you all out there, guys. Guys, Salem especially. I want a big turnout in Salem. This is like a hometown show for us. And I want to prove... Listen, there's another podcast. I got two fucking slots. I got two fucking days over us. The same ones that were there last time. I'm not promoting them. So I'm not going to say their fucking name. They're fucking bums. Doesn't matter. But anyway, point is, I want you guys to buy those fucking tickets. Like, I want that shit sold out before, because I want a fucking second date before the end.
Yeah, buy
the. We're shit. Local boys, so we can come up. So buy it. Bring your friends. Bring whoever. I think people are traveling for it. So anyway, yeah. So come to our shows, and we'll have a shirt probably for those shows. We'll do something. I just want to confirm Chicago before I order the shirts, because I want to do something cool on it. Like, put the date, the fucking cities on it, right?
Yeah.
Tour shirt, man. It's like a real tour.
Let's do it.
One a month. August, September, October.
No, Austin?
No, that guy. The guy is from...
Scorn?
Scorn, they're not coming.
What the fuck?
He's doing a movie in Malaysia.
Want to go there?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Probably be our best turnout.
Definitely would, because they'd be confused.
They'd be like, what are these people doing?
Yeah.
I just hear screaming, swearing in English. Anyway, guys, so that's it. Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. If you do, hit me up, Sean@IHateHorror.com, and we'll send you stickers in the mail for free. And you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat @IHateHorror.
I'm at Boognish 1985 and Horror Show Joe.
All right, that's a wrap, guys. Serial Killer is back next fucking week. Friday the 13th. Steve Miner. Rolling on with the Steve Miner. All right, guys. So that's it. So for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios. Fucking zombie getting sliced and diced. A monster. Mutilate. And butcher. That's it, guys.